the title is Honoring the Lord. And I was thinking to just meditate today and everything, and thinking how a generation we live in of dishonor. And I mean, around here we don't see it much, dishonor, church-wise, but you out in the world, and I see it out of Christians, a lot of dishonor. There's a lot of dishonor in God. And some may wonder why the Lord is not able to move for them and do for them like he does others. You dishonor God and just the things of God, but this generation, we don't see a lot of the mighty moves of God in this generation because of dishonor. You know, when we're in service like we are now, praise and worship, talking and all that, is dishonoring God. And so what that means is he don't tell us this stuff. I was thinking about when I was on the streets down there, and I was 20-something years old, 28, and the Lord had spoke to me to go on the streets. In other words, he had put it in my heart clearly that he wanted me to go on the streets of Oneonta and told me where to go, and it was clear to me. I was on a fast trying to find, and anyways, I'm down there on the streets, and I was there to honor God. Yeah. I was there on the streets as a newborn baby. Usually, a lot of times, newborn Christians will honor God a lot quicker. They just got that, gonna go after God, gonna follow God, gonna do what God says. Don't really want to, I mean, not a people pleaser. Don't want everybody pleased and have to deal with those little issues there. But they're going to walk with God. Amen. And we shouldn't get older and start dishonoring God. Right. We should honor God more as we get older than we do than when we're young baby Christians. But I was down there, and people were coming, and I didn't know really that I was growing and developing closer to the Lord in me going to the streets because I was honoring God. Yeah. I was just simply honoring God, not realizing what I know now, but I was looking back on it today, you know. But some folk thought that I was there just to have a church service. Some folk, when you honor God, they won't understand what you're doing. When you're obeying God and you're going after God, some's not going to understand why you do some of the things you do and why your heart is towards honoring God. I was thinking about it today, and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, teach me how to fear you. Teach me, Lord. In the Proverbs said we can be taught how to fear God. My grandkids, they will either reverence God, fear God, based on what the input they get in, or they can be like this generation. It's just anything goes anywhere, anytime. They don't want to go to church, they don't go to church. They don't want to give to God and tithe and sow, and I'm not talking about here, that's dishonoring God. That's saying, God, you don't know how to prosper me. So I'm teaching, I asked the Lord today, I said, Lord, teach me how to reverence you. Teach me how to fear you. But I was thinking about the streets down there, and I thought, why I saw signs, wonders, and miracles, people healed. I'm talking about walls of rain that was unmistaken to me that this was the power of Almighty God. It was unmistaken to me, and it was simply because I was set out to honor God. And I saw miracles, signs, wonders, and people. Some people got touched. Some people never got touched. Some people got their eyes healed, the whole body's healed, asked for one thing, and all of that. And I was like, God, help me teach the church. And I'm telling you, I didn't do none of that. You don't do nothing with the things of God by on your own. If you're used of God, you better give God the glory. In here, not just with your mouth. Oh, I glorify God. I give God all the glory. Give God all the glory, all the time wanting glory. I don't believe there's nobody in this church, but we need to hear what the word of the Lord. See, Saul He when he needed God, when he was relying on God, then he got up to where God raised him up. And then God told him, he said, when you were small, when you was after me, see, he was honoring God. And then he got up and see, I could think I know how to pastor. Come on, somebody. I can do nothing on my own. I can do no miracles. No revelation. I have no revelation. Only thing that we have is God. And I told God, I said, God, always help me to point the church to you. Relying on you. Relying on him. Teaching. And if I do that, well, then I'm teaching you to honor God. And if you honor God, God will honor you. That's what the scripture says. He said, for those that honor me, he said, I will honor. He said, but those that despise me, there's millions that sitting in churches that despise the Lord. Come in, don't reverence God, talk about watermelons, talk about cucumber, squash. I grow a lot of that. And don't get my heart fixed on him. Talk about, think about work and all of that stuff and not worship him. See, what we got to realize, John, is he gives us every breath we have. We're breathing his air. He is the creator of all creation. You can go out and you can look up at night and you can see God. The stars and the moon and all of that came from, he set, flung the star, put them in, you know, and for us to dishonor him, he sent Jesus to redeem and save us. See, look, you know, people, they wonder why God can't raise them up and bring finances in. They think it's because they're this or that or fixed income, whatever it is. But God is a God that can do the impossible in our arena. Nothing's impossible with God. But I was thinking about this generation. I got one works with me right now, and he don't believe in God, don't believe in hell and all that, and I don't change my mind. Just because somebody don't believe in God and don't believe in hell don't make it not real. Bless God, and I'm going to give glory to God in the middle of anti-God. Hallelujah. Because the worst thing that can happen to a person on this planet is to reject Jesus, reject God, and dishonor him, and they are not going to make it in. There is nobody going to heaven today through works or good anything. It's only through Jesus. And then to have a good life here, a prosperous life here, not that we're not going to have trials and all of that, but we honoring God and we got God on our side. And when we're dishonoring God, he just leaves us alone. See, God ain't changed. He swallowed up 250 people that dishonored him. The ground opened up and they went in and closed back up. Right? I mean, he's not changed. He don't have to change. He don't need to change. My pastor used to preach a scripture. He says, I believe all of us in here under God. But if something gets you, something hits you, you know, something gets to you, well, then it's time for you to repent and say, God, because the messenger knows nothing unless the Lord shows him or her. But God does. He deals with us individually. I was talking about selfishness on the internet. I put it on there, led by, I hardly ever put anything on there unless I feel led by the Holy Spirit. And I was talking about selfishness. That's the nature of Satan. He's self-centered, self-willed, self-seeking. And I was talking about selfishness. Selfishness really is the sin of witchcraft. It's rebellion. It's all about me, all about how it makes me feel, what it does to me, and all of that. We got to kill that nature. We do it through the Spirit by actions. See, I can confess the word all day long, but I've got to have action. Once I do action, then I'm saying, I believe you, God. I believe you can change me. I believe your word. You're giving glory to God even doing that. See, I was thinking about Aiden and Aubrey. I'm already saying, God, I'm going to teach them how to honor you, and they're going to do it. He come up here and he wants one of my little chicky things, whatever it is. But he's been told by the pastor's wife, no eating in here, candy. Now for me to let him do that, I am teaching him to dishonor authority. Right? I'm teaching him it's okay. So he comes up there and he says, I said, well, here. I said, get you one out, but go out there on the porch. I said, because we don't eat in here. We don't eat candy in here. So y'all quiet. This is the house of God, for God's sake. This is a place of worship. This is a place where we're going here to honor God. I'm going to make sure we honor God here. I'm not going to dishonor God and be like the prophet, him and his sons died all in one day out of disobedience to the Lord. Do you know even Moses got in trouble when God told him to speak to the rock and he hit it. He got angry at them. He got angry at the people, called them stiff-necked, bam, 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 and got in trouble with the Lord. That was dishonor. God told him to speak to it. Right? Going to church. It's not an option for a believer whether they want to go or not. I don't care what Christians say. I don't care what the world says. I don't care what TBN or anybody else, if they say that, says. Or 93.7, God's word says, and he set it up all the time, all through bringing them together in one place. We are that Book of Acts church. Ananias and Sapphira were in the New Testament church when they fell dead for lying. They could have simply said, yeah, we sold it for that, but we're not giving but $50. My point in that is, God ain't changed. He said he is the Lord our God, and he don't change. And he says he will not give his honor to nobody. Right? So they can sit out there in Facebook land and all that, not go to church and use your kids for an excuse, your grandkids, ball games, swimming lessons, whatever you want to do that you know God has told you to do. That's when you're dishonoring. When you got it in your heart, you know what God wants you to do. I don't care what it is. And you just refuse to do it. You are dishonoring God. I know we don't hear a lot of this. We hear about prosperity. It's in there. Praise God, it's in there. He'll bring you a house. He'll give you a good place to live. He'll heal your body, won't he, Mac?
Yes.
It just hit the dude all of a sudden. He gets up and has a slither like a worm or whatever, a snake out of the bed. Dragging himself around with a chair. He don't know what happened. He remembered a report a long time ago. He had an accident in a log truck. We all heard it. But that wasn't it. It was an attack. And even if it was, God can build them back. We honor God, God honors us. Those that honor God, he said, I will honor. Those that despise me, I will lightly deal with. That means the attention you give God is the attention he's going to put on your life, your finances, your healing, your marriage, your business, our ministry that he's enabled us to do. Listen, we need to honor God in our heart. I was thinking about this, Johnny, when he wanted me to do the food ministry. And the way we had did it, we bought it 10, 9, or 8 cents a pound or whatever, and we United Way or something like that, you know. And so I just assumed that that's the way that he was going to take this church. How many knows you can assume and be bad wrong? You can assume God. What God don't tell you you can't do don't mean you can. That's why Jesus said, if you seek me, you will find me. If you follow me, you will not walk in darkness, hid, blinded. You will not know the will of God. He is faithful. Get it to you somehow. He turned my sister around by a preacher on the streets with a horn. I got out and smacked the dude with a $100 bill. I've never heard him preach or nothing, but I've seen him do it 3 times out there. And it takes some guts to get out there every day or whenever he does and preach a message over that horn, whether you care about it or not. God does. So I jumped out, went over and gave him a $100 bill. I said, keep preaching, buddy. I jumped back and run back. I think it might have been me and Travis. I don't know. We were in the middle of the road, the red light, and I jumped out, went and gave him a $100. Well, you know what I was doing, Sandy? Honoring God that he would give that guy an anointing. He turned my sister back to church. She had quit here. Hurt feeling, whatever the case was. I mean, those me and you need to protect those that are newly born again, hadn't been in it very long. I mean, we need to. We need to encourage them. Show them the example of honoring God. These grandkids of mine out of me needs to know how to honor God. Not just come here and hear me preach and hear Samantha, about forgot your name, or Sandy in there, they preach the word to them. Now they preach the word, minister the word, and then they get out here and then God will use me and you as an example of that word. But honoring God, you know, but anyhow, I saw signs, wonders, and miracles on that street. And the Lord said, you simply was honoring me. You fasted about that ministry. Have you fasted about your ministry here? Ask God to increase the anointing on your ministry, whatever you're doing. If it's toting boxes, whatever it's doing. Some people think they're too old to come and labor in the Lord. What happened to honoring God and then God giving you supernatural strength to do what he's telling you to do? If you honor God, he will honor you with whatever you need to do what you're supposed to be doing. I told the Lord, I said, I'm going to church tonight. I really don't want to. You ever have them days where you just like to lay out? Weeks? No, not yet. It's okay. Go on. You want to go on vacation. You're just going through so much, you feel like you need to get away. It's not get away, John. It's get in. Yeah. I'm telling you, the way is not out. The way is in. Because once we are honoring God, Jesus did. Give me that first scripture I got, Jesus. About Jesus. I like to hear about Jesus, don't you? Yeah. Christ said, nope. John. Yes, this is it. I was fixing to say I can't preach that. I don't got no anointing for that other scripture. Hell no, I couldn't find nothing in it. Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, this is Jesus talking to them, I am the light of the world. He that what? Shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Them that follows him, not them that claims him. Following Jesus meant that I had to love my enemies, John. I had to get in agreement with God, see, the word of God. It said, love your enemies. I shut that Bible. I was following Jesus, and he led me to that cross. Amen. He led me to that cross. But see, that cross wasn't death to my spirit. It was death to the old man. And then I had to get in agreement, and then I experienced I was honoring God when I did that. Didn't know it then. I didn't know. Nobody laid it out and told me, if you obey the scriptures, you're honoring God. Nobody really told me that. But you are. And so he says, then he said to them, I'm the light. He that follows me, there is a difference in naming the name of Jesus and following him. But God, I mean, there's a big difference. I took it real serious when he led me to the church we stayed for 8 years. I took it real serious. All I knew is this is where God wants us to be. I didn't like half the people there. I was jealous of the praise team leader. I'm just being honest with you now. Nita pulls up and she's just kidding. She said, what'd you get my parking? She said, I was going to pick a bone with Travis, but I'll have to do it with you. So I'm driving his truck, I bought it. She said, what'd you get my parking spot for? And I said, it's not yours. It belongs to the Lord. And then she's going, she's just being funny, really. And then she starts over there, and I said, don't quit church over your parking spot. I preached a bunch of them sermons here, ain't I? And your seat. And your spearmints, if I decide to get them. If you leave them in the seat, they're fair game in this house. Travis thought I stole his the other night. Teresa bought some that's green. He said, he came down there and said, you get them from up there? And I said, no, I bought them. He owed me $2 or $3 million anyways. I raised him. Hallelujah. But you know what? He honors me. I believe 99.9% of him, the way he honors me is the way I honor God. I believe that. Because if you won't honor, be honored, show yourself honorable. God told us to go to church up there. I had people come on the streets because of the anointing. John, people were healed on that street. People got right with the Lord. They got back right with the Lord. We seen signs, wonders, and miracles. They didn't want me to stop going. Even when it was snowing and sleeting, they wanted me to keep coming. And I would tell them, no, this is the last night. They're out there with blankets in the sleet, freezing. It wasn't my fine preaching. I'm just barely preaching. I've been saved a year. I mean, I didn't know but a few scriptures. I wasn't stretching Jesus anymore, but that's about all I didn't know. But I was walking with God. And things were happening. But anyways, they come to me and they said, well, you know, you're going to be the pastor. We done found the church and you're anointed. We need you as a pastor down here. And I looked straight at them and I said, absolutely not. I said, God ain't told me nothing about pastoring. You got to watch that devil. Somebody come to me, boy, revival's going on over yonder. Revival's going on over there. Oh, he's a move of God over there. We're going to have to go. I said, not when we have the service here, you ain't. You're going to be in ministry here. I don't care if Jesus is over there. Right? He's here. He told us to do this, right? That's honoring him. I'm honoring him by not letting people do that to him and show a bad example to this church of dishonor. Okay, yuck, Sandy. I've told Sandy no more than anybody. I bet she's had to fast to keep him quitting. She's been here 20-something years, 25 years. Hallelujah. She'd want to put things. She's a decorator. Don't mean nothing bad about Sandy. I guarantee you, man, ain't no telling what this house would look like if I turned her loose for a week. Yeah. I had a dream one night. And Sandy, she'd coming to me and she's putting things on the wall. And there was a door over here and I come in and I said, no, no, not going to happen. And I woke up and I thought, please, Jesus, don't let her do it. Please, Lord. Lord, don't let her do it. Don't let her come to me. Don't let her. It wasn't a week. I'm telling you, it wasn't a week. She come. I said, well, no. bet she went out home. Pastor. Yeah. Brother, go home. Robert, I'm telling you right now, he won't let me do nothing. I don't know if that happened or not. I'm speculating. But they did it with Moses, didn't they? Just because you married that Ethiopian woman. Got upset. They didn't like her. They actually talked against him. And God showed up. God showed up. How many knows God must have liked her? I mean, he's been in the presence of God for 42 days. He come down in his skin shining. Surely, if he didn't like her, Moses would have knew it. Yeah? I just saw that today. Now I preached that on racism. Racism in the church. Shouldn't have a black wife. Shouldn't have a... Y'all two are not white. I don't really know. You look, I don't know, Jamaican and Mexican. I don't know. Kai? Thai. I don't even know what Thai is. I seen her dad and them. They look just like her. But you know, for me to judge them by the flesh would be dishonoring God. Because I got to look at you how God sees you. Right? That's how we judge. How God might see them. I got in trouble about Monty. I seen him work. He's slow. And I thought, man. And I went around, I told the Lord, I said, God, Lord, Monty is slow as a herd of turtles. That's slow. You ever waited on a turtle to get across the road before you went on and die, you just go around it. You come back an hour and a half later and that sucker's still over at the yellow line. He ain't even made it across. And so anyways, you know, I'm like, and I would say it, Monty, he's just slow as a herd of turtles, and the Lord got on to me. He did not like that. He didn't like me saying. Because he don't see Monty as slow as a herd of turtles. He loves Monty. He sees Monty. And for me to do that was dishonoring God. It was dishonoring the Lord. And so I repented and I stopped saying anything but good about Monty. And then when he says he's a red-haired hick, I say, well, if you say so, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to dishonor the Lord. Because Monty can be everything I'm saying in my eyes, but not in God's. God sees Monty, and I'm just saying that about Monty. All of us. But God sees Monty as a king and a priest unto him. Right? A royal priesthood, chosen generation, right? That's the way he sees him. So we got to be careful about things that we say, even jokingly, about one another. I used to call Teresa like the world, my old lady, my other half. Just things the world said, you know, and people would say, where's your better half? And I'd say, I am. Well, the Lord didn't like that. The Lord didn't want me dishonoring him. See, you thinking saying something about her is not dishonoring God, but it is. Because she belongs to God. Right? Amen. There's a lot of ways I don't like the way the body does. If I had it to say and dictated Travis, he'd look like me. Goatee, he wouldn't have the big beard. I think he would look more anointed. I didn't say he'd be more anointed. But see, I've got to see him like God sees him. Lady come on the streets one time and she told, I'm talking about honoring God. See, don't you think, I mean, people will say that tithing stuff, them people are just after money and all, attacking God. They're attacking God. They're rebellious. Right? They're rebellious against tithing. It's under the, they'll make all kinds of excuses. We're not under the law. God has not changed, folks. But God, He's still God, and He don't change, and He don't need to change. He's perfect. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. And I know this takes some mind renewal. But you know what? Ask the Lord. Just go ask Him. Say, God, help me. Help me, God, to fear You. Help me, God, to honor You more, Lord. Help me, Lord. Show me how. You're depending on Him in that. If He can get you a car, surely He can do that. If He can get you a shop, surely He can do that. If He can get us this church, surely He can give us wisdom. Right? Hallelujah. And so go to the Lord and ask Him. I'm telling the Lord, teach me how to fear You. Where you go to church. People out there, they say, well, everybody hears from the Lord anyhow. That's what they were saying about to Moses. We all hear. The Lord works through us all. That's rebellion. You hear that stuff? Don't pick up on that spirit. You stay humble before the Lord, because there's a bunch of us going to honor God. We're going to walk with God. We're going to honor God. We're not going to dishonor the Lord. And when He shows us we're dishonoring Him somewhere, we change. Amen. We just say, I'm not going to call my wife that again. Praise God. I mean, we used to have all kind of little kicks and clicks. But a lot of it's downgrading. That's downgrading. For me to say Monty's slow as a herd of turtles is downgrading him. To you, if I say it to you, that's downgrading him. I mean, is that lifting him up? Woohoo! He's slow as a herd of turtles! No, that's downgrading. For me to say anything about my wife like I used to, the way the world does, is downgrading. That's dishonorable. That's dishonoring God. Hallelujah. Whoo, ain't you excited like I am? I feel good. I started to say it up there. I said, I'm going to try to be easy tonight. God said, don't say that. Just preach. You asked me to help you preach, and I'll just preach. Don't say none of that. I said, okay. But you know what? I come out of that 8-year church relationship blooming like a rose. I didn't quit early. The deacon thumped me on the ear and made me mad, and I was going to quit. The people in there wanting to play with Travis when he's a little younger than him, and while we in church service, and we're not. I've been on nah, not in here. See, the church was holy to me. The deacons watched these teenagers. That's why I pulled them out of Sandy, because they'll have to go 13 instead of 15, 16, 17. Because they need to hear this kind of stuff. You got it? If you're going to follow Jesus, then you're going to get planted somewhere. And you're going to be faithful somewhere. And you're going to be submitting to God all the time individually. And then you're going to learn how to submit to authority. I'm not talking about dictatorship. I'm not talking about somebody don't care about you. Somebody don't want you to grow. I'm talking about somebody that wants to follow God and wants to lead God's people into victory, honoring Him. But if you're going to have God's blessing and protection and angels and all of that stuff on your life, you must honor God. They don't come any way you want it. Jesus said those that follow Him. Give me the next one, Beth. Oh, I got plenty of time. I took up all y'all's preaching tonight. What preaching? I'll tell you later. Here's the key, one of the keys. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him that sent me. Give me the next one. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear a judge, ain't we supposed to be following Him? Doing what He did, right? He said, I cannot of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just. That stuck out to me. He said, because I set not my own will, but the will of the Father which sent me. He said, now. He said, I want you to know. He said, when your heart is to do my will, he said, then your judgment will be clear. In other words, I knew that I was supposed to be at Faith Restoration Church, period. And nothing, I'm talking about my judgment was good, because I would have rather been over at the Baptist church. I wasn't used to all of this. The singing, the drums, the cute, blonde-headed praise and worship leader, and, you know, and some of them long hair. I wasn't used to all that. Well, bro, I fly away, oh glory, I fly away in the morning when I die. With the piano, that's all. So God takes me over there where it's radical. And I thought, this can't be godly. They ain't even got a hymn book up in here. People griping about a hymn book. I've been here 24 years. I've seen some stuff. Man, God, all this upbeat music ain't God. They just didn't know. I took a lot of the hymn book songs out that is in that book, and I put them in there, and they wouldn't have knew Jesus if it had showed up. Same song. But it just wasn't in the book. Right? See, Jesus said that those that worship him will worship him in spirit and truth. It ain't even the song. The song helps us to get our heart in line with God. Period. So we stayed at that church for 8 years. And we came out of that church with a good relationship. I can't name you too many Christians in my arena, the outside of this church right here, that has a good relationship with the church that they left. That's why I told my sister, she knows it, she don't quit because of your parking spot. Some of you could quit because of the way I preach about your kids, your grandkids. I got them too. Putting things before the Lord is not honoring God. Now, I'm just having to shoot it straight with you tonight. Amen. I never did with Travis. I never have my business or my work before our business. I never, if it came between me and God, it was gone. Because I thought God rolled back the Red Sea. Man, God, he saved me from committing suicide, man. Surely to God, man, if I do away with something because I can't honor the Lord, surely to God he can do a miracle or something for me. And he has for 20, 30 years. Amen. Travis, they signed him up for baseball, basketball. Oh, need him involved. Oh, our kids. I'm telling you what your kids need, about 5 days of gardening. Then they go to a river. They don't care if it's a river, mud hole, or what. Signed him up for football. Now they did, everything's good. We checked it out. They don't do nothing on Sunday and on Wednesday. And then the ball games are getting closer, so they have to go practice on Wednesday now. So I told Trey, we made her mind up. And we were like, this is not going to happen. So she calls the coach, and he said he won't be there. We go to church. 99% of the Christians say, well, you know, you understand, we got to have our kids involved. Involved in what? Really? When they get up and they don't reverence God and all that, and then they get out into this world without God, what have we done? It's not going to happen, not this church. I won't preach it that way. You pray and ask the Lord when you're involved in something. Is this okay? Is this going to get in the way? Ain't that what Proverbs says? honor the Lord. He says, trust in the Lord with all. Lean not your, in all of your ways. Acknowledge Him and He'll tell you. He'll tell you. And I can tell you, Travis never missed out. He didn't make it big in football. He wasn't going to make a career of football. We could see that right off the bat. Three Tylenol before you put your helmet on 30 minutes before we get there. It gets a headache every time. So we you don't even have to have God to show you that that's not going to be a career He's going to follow. Teresa wanted to do it to toughen him up. Y'all okay? He said, I came not to do myself, my own thing. Own self, do nothing. As I have judged, I judgment is just. Because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. I was reading about Jesus when I was 29 years old, and He was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And I've used it about church, personally. Work, personally. I've used that. Where Jesus said, Lord,
I don't want to.
If there's any other way, Lord, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, and the Lord spoke to me then, and He said, if you want my power and my anointing on your life, not ministry, He said, then your heart has to be, you want my will and not yours. Right. And when my heart is like that, even though I might make a bunch of mistakes on the way, you know, God is faithful to me to get me in course and on course. See, this world and a lot of Christians, I hate to say it, but it is what it is. This church should be full, and every church, these 13 churches in Bluntsville, the house church on Wednesday ought to be full. There is no excuse. Not Spring Valley Beach. Not vacation. Not anything. They ought to be full. Travis goes, and I've taught him, and he does it. He goes, and he works himself around this ministry. He does it on his own, not because I make him. I do it too. I can't take a week. I can, but I won't. You know, I work my life around this ministry, and I am satisfied. Woo! Hallelujah. Well, I honor God, He honors me. You honor God, He honors you. Hallelujah. I went home with Brad and them one time and going to the jail, and they had that Atari. I think it was Atari with them. They coming out, them clouds, and they're shooting them apart, you know. King, 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 king. And they was wanting the next thing, them kids, his kids, Nathan and Stephanie. And they was on him. And he said, nope, that's all y'all are going to get. He said that game is good enough. You know, and I thought to myself then, it made a mark on me. I thought, you know what, man, that's very honorable, honoring God. Now, he don't mind them, you know. But see, today, this generation does it to entertain them, to get them away from them. That's terrible. They do it to get them away. That's dishonorable to the Lord. To let this world entertain our kids or our grandkids or y'all in this church. Went up there to that funeral up there. And Dennis's daughter, now she was a little bitty type, teenager. And they wanted me to go in there and teach them. I told them, I don't know about that. So anyways, I did. The Lord said, well, you go, whatever they need, you just go do it. And I said, okay. So I go in there, and I go in there, and every one of them had a biscuit and their snacks and all that stuff. And I walked in that room, and I walked up to that pulpit, and I said, put all that away. There's no drinking in here and eating. I'm here to teach y'all about God. I mean, I made them put it all away, and I told them, I said, I'm going to be here for a few weeks. I said, when y'all come back in here, you either eat breakfast before or don't eat. It's not breakfast time in this house. I thought they'd go and tell them, man, get him out of here. You know, and I thought, oh, well, but God, we go honor God in here. I ain't doing it, praise God. If I can't honor God, hallelujah. Well, you know what? That's why people's called me dictator. That's not dictating. That's teaching them to honor God, right? And not disrespect. You can't chew popcorn and hear the word. You can't turn the volume up. I know I try to eat Doritos and hear the TV and we turn it up on 85 because we're crunching. Y'all do it too. Well, you can't eat in church and hear the word and pay attention to God. Oh, I'm going to worship you. Oh, I just worship you. It sounds funny, but it's real. So, you know what? I went to the funeral up here the other day, Brad's mom's funeral. And she walked up to me, and I watch her on there. She teaches Sunday school and different things, and she's the one that does the Tuesday praying and all of that stuff, you know, and for the church, Faith Restoration Church. And she just walked up to me, and I said, I'm going to start calling you the Rock. She said, you know what? That's the third time somebody said that to me this week about a rock. I said, the only reason I'm saying that is look what you're doing. You look what you're doing from the time I've left here. She was a teenager, you like you. I mean, she is the backbone, some of the backbone of that church. She's a prayer warrior. The Lord's done opening doors and sending her to Georgia and different places to preach. And she told me, she said, you know what, Brother Scotty, she said, I've got to give you a lot of credit. She said, when we was in that Sunday school, we didn't go back to eating when you left. We don't honor God. We gonna honor God. This is dishonoring God. And she said, I've got to give you a lot of... I said, no credit for me. I said, I understand what you're saying. I said, but all I was doing is like you, following God. I said, we got to give him all the credit. We give him all the credit. But what I'm saying is, here she is. And she was a little teenager in there, smacking and talking and blah, 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 during praise and worship, sat on the back there. And we sat deacons back there. That didn't happen. Now, we ain't got strict here yet. But it could happen. If there's enough disruption, we would have to do it. Right? I mean, kind of like Richard out there, back there. I was hoping he was here tonight so I could pat him on the back. He grew a little. Back there, and they're about in the fight, you can hear him wah, wah, in the line back there. Comes around there and he's all red faced, and I mean, he's upset. He said, my God, man, you go out to get around here. They're about to fight. I said, here, let me go take care of that. And I walked around there and I said, what are y'all doing? What's wrong with y'all? Ain't you glad God's got you some food around here? And they're like, oh, yeah, we're glad. We're glad God's got you. I said, stop that. I said, we're trying to pray for folk around here. Y'all don't sit back here and argue. Wait till you leave. Y'all come join this church tomorrow. That's what I did. Y'all need to come to church tomorrow. They just don't know how I know what they need. Yep. Well, Richard, I said, that's the way you do it. Law pulls up out there one time because the lines are getting out in the road, Mac. We only had one line then. And they get here at 2:30 in the morning. I think, what was it last time, 3:30? Somebody got here at 3:30. They pull around there and go to sleep. 3:30. They want to be first in line, I reckon. So anyways, you know, the law's out there and it's just about time to start. And I looked out there and there's law. Looked around there, the first one I seen was Richard. They wanted to see me. And I told Richard, I said, I ain't got time for that. I felt like the Apostle Paul right then. Y'all go take care of it. I'm going to give my attention to the Word of God. Well, see, that was a trial to me. That was a distraction to me. And I'm not going to be distracted. So I told him, I said, go out there and see what the law needs. I said, if you was to happen to go to jail, we'll be done here in a little while and I'll come get you out. I said, well, go on. Says lawbreakers used to be, that kind of intimidating. But now you're not. Like I told Aubrey the other day something. I don't remember what. We was going down the road or something, you know. And I don't remember what it was about or something. I said, well, I'm not a lawbreaker. Oh, no, Papa, I wasn't saying you was a lawbreaker. I said, I don't break the law. I'm letting her know I don't. Oh, I know what it was. It's about texting and driving when she gets. I'm already putting it in her right now. Right now. You're not going to text and drive, period. I told Travis, I said, they got them trackers. They can know where you're at every given minute. They didn't have them for Travis. We'd have had two of them on his. One hid and one where he knew where it was at and dared him to move it. They didn't have them then. We'd have had one, I promise you, probably. Why? Because we're going to honor God. We're going to make sure we know where our kid is. We're going to make sure we know what he's doing and all that. We tried our best to keep up with him. Even when he thought he was going to be at home at 18, do what he wants. No, you ain't. I own this house. You hear me? You teach them to honor you that way? You know, Trump's got this thing, I believe it's God, peace by strength. I keep peace in my house through being strong in the Lord. Right? Honoring God. Peace through strength. Hallelujah. So God wants us honoring him. If you know he wants you to go to church out there, some of them done turn me off, and that's fine. They'll turn on Prince or somebody. They want to hear us. But the Bible says there'll come a time when they will not endure, put up with, listen to, do sound doctrine. Timothy, he told Timothy that. There will come a time when they will not heed sound doctrine. This is sound doctrine I'm preaching. For you to honor God, me to honor God, staying in church, being faithful to the ministry. I mean, the Bible says to put our trust in an unfaithful man is like a foot out of joint or a broken tooth. So we honor God and he'll cause us to be faithful, Mac. No matter whether we like it or not. I'm sure the Apostle Paul just wasn't all excited about when the Holy Ghost showed him, everywhere you go, you're going to be in chains. Everywhere you go, I'm telling you, if you're going to follow Jesus, this Jesus that knocked you off your horse and blinded you, if you're going to follow him, then you're going to be in chains and you're going to be persecuted and you're going to be, this is going to happen to you. And I was fully well aware of that whenever I became a Christian by reading that scripture. I thought, if Paul's going to get it, I am. And so I made up my mind, I'll go to jail for Jesus. I'll start a ministry in jail. So Satan never tried to orchestrate it. I'll start fasting. Somebody out of this church, they went to jail, they went to prison. But before Christ, they was in some trouble. Went to prison, and I told them, I said, well, just fast down there and bless God and start a ministry. Well, I'm a convict. I said, no, you're not no more. I said, that's before. Well, that's what he done down there, started fasting and praying, and God started moving down there in the prison. Hallelujah. See it over with her brother over there, Tracy's brother. He's trying to get him filled with the Holy Ghost, and he's gained all kinds of favor in prison, favor with people. I mean, gets the TV control. He got his sister. Dude, that's all I'm going to say about that. He's got favor with God. Seeking the Lord over her. She'll send him a book every day, and they talk every Monday, and they don't talk about, they talk about the things of the Lord. That's honoring God. Hallelujah. So give me another one, Beth. If I got another, I'm fixing to quit here. That's all of them. Ooh, ain't y'all glad?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. A little rough, wasn't it, Mac? Hallelujah. No, I know it. We know what you do. But you know what? And when I came here, I didn't necessarily want to come here. I'm just being honest with you. I went to my pastor and I said, I believe God wants me to start a church where I'm having a Bible study down there. I'd got it on the inside. I wasn't looking for a reason really to leave. But I felt like it's time to go. I felt that way. So I went to him and he said, well, Brother Scotty, he said, I see the evidence in your life, he said, you know. He said, I see the evidence. I believe it's the Lord. And so we come down here, and I'm telling you now, for 24 years, I've wanted to quit more than you. You think I'm lying? I wouldn't lie to you about that. I wouldn't make fun of that. I've wanted to quit probably more than any of you. But it's be dishonorable to the Lord. I would be dishonoring God because I know it's the will of God. And so I want to encourage you, you know, whatever God puts in your heart that you know is the will of God, you know God wants you to do it. Say it simple. You know God wants you to do something. Talk to somebody today and somebody else and tell them, well, I wouldn't tithe that little bit. I wouldn't tithe that little bit, you know. I wouldn't tithe that little bit. And that person said, I don't matter about that. I'm going to take you. Got to get the Bible. You need to read the Bible for yourself. It's in the Bible. Yeah. Ain't that simple? Yeah. That person's honoring God regardless of what that other person says. I'm going to tithe and honor God. I'm going to follow the Lord. I'm going to train my grandkids the best I can at the time I have to honor God, to put God first, to put Him first. And then I know if I do that, their lives, when they get on up out on their own, will turn out great. And I won't have to be believing God that much then because they'll already be walking with Him like we are. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you, whatever you know God wants you to do, I don't care if it's go to Jamaica. You just surrender your heart to the Lord and say, God, I want to honor you. I'm going to honor you. I don't know how, when. You'll have to do miracles around my house, but you're a miracle working God. That's honoring God. And then God will show up. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you and thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father. I thank you for your word, Lord. And we want to be like Jesus. We want to be like David, a man or a woman after your heart, Father. And so he saw your glory. And I thank you, Father God. I thank you for this ministry you've given us, this building. I thank you for this opportunity, Lord, that you've given us to come and assemble together and worship you and eat of the Spirit of God and to grow and develop spiritually, Lord. But Lord, help us and show us. Show us things, Lord. If there's anything that we're not honoring you, Lord, we ask you that you show it to us, Lord, and then you will help us to honor you in it, Lord. I thank you that your word will not return void, but it'll go and do what you sent it out to do. And signs, wonders, and miracles will follow. We'll give you the glory for it. In Jesus' mighty name. And God's people said,
amen.
Let's stand to our feet, give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah.